and you wish you could just stay at the feast for a longer period of time at the banquet table, because he really offers a lot. And I mean, again, what I'm interested in is not so much just how sort of technically brilliant he was in collaboration with, you know, obviously very talented people, and Bernard Herrmann, of course, what an amazing composer who did most of the scores for, I mean, a lot of his most famous films. You know, he definitely surrounded himself with a great talent. I'm kind of interested in sort of what he's trying to say with his movies, sort of what the subtext is. And again, that is something that you have to get into, you have to kind of delve more deeply, so that's why we don't have time. Rear Window, I wish I could spend an hour on Rear Window. and in the longer version, I do have more scenes. And there, you know, there's incredible chemistry between Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly. And yet, if you were on the other side of that apartment complex and you were looking in their window, and you say, who is this young, beautiful blonde woman with this old guy? I mean, what kind of a story would that be from that vantage point? So that's something actually you have to think about as you are indeed watching this movie, which actually focuses on the outside. Hey, what is really going on inside this apartment? But again, what really is going on in all of his movies is what these films end up saying about the viewer and our sort of expectations, and mainly sort of, you know, what drives us to attend movies like these in the first place. Because his movies are full of murder, they're full of deceit, they're full of all kinds of human frailty, and we somehow, you know, find this extraordinarily entertaining. So, you know, it really, in the end of the day, these movies really make a very, you know, eloquent commentary on us, the viewer, you know who we are, and, you know, what sort of makes us tick. And sometimes, in some of these movies, it's not always the most positive thing if you really, really look at it. But, you know, he was somebody who, I do say, I guess, in the course description, he was able to make movies that were extremely personal films within the studio system. And very few directors ever accomplished that or could accomplish that.